You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
On this glorious Easter morn, since we have so many children with us, we're going to have a children's brown bag homily this morning. So I invite all the children who are present, please come forward and join me here in front of the altar, if you would, please. Come on down, boys and girls. We've got plenty of room for everybody. Come on up. Great. Thank you. Good. Good. You look great today. Wonderful, everybody. Thanks for coming down. That's great. Wonderful. Great. Come on down. We have plenty of room up here for everybody. Wonderful. That's great. Come on up. That's great. Okay. Well, boys and girls, thank you very much for coming to help today. You know, we've been preparing for this day for quite a while now, this Easter day. And we started preparing over 40 days ago with a special season that helps us to get ready. Do you remember what that season was that we prepared for Lent these past 40 plus days? This is Easter today, but what do we do before Easter? A season that lasts 40 plus days. Very good. Lent. And during Lent, many of us gave up things. How many of you gave up something during Lent? Well, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, you know that the three things I gave up, candy corn, popcorn, and corny jokes. So now it's Easter, and so I have a corny riddle for you today for Easter. I know that you will know the answer because children are very good with riddles. So who can tell me why did the Easter egg run and hide? Why did the Easter egg run and hide? Do you know?
To prepare for Easter?
Not quite. That's a good answer, though.
To not be boiled?
No, not to be boiled.
So nobody finds him?
Those are all good answers.
Because he was hiding in a shell.
Because he was hiding? Well, the Easter egg ran and hide because it was a little chicken. It was a little chicken. Feels so good to tell corny jokes again. Well, this is the feast of our faith, a special day. And so I brought some things in the homily bag. I'm going to show them to you. And I'm going to ask you, what do these three things in the homily bag all have in common? The first thing I'm going to show you is one of my favorite dishes.
Candy corn dish.
Very good. Keep my candy corn in that. So who wants to hold the candy corn dish? Wonderful. And then one of my favorite glasses. What kind of a glass is that? A cardinal glass. Very good. Who would like to hold the cardinal glass? Okay, we'll let you hold the cardinal glass. And then for today, how many of you ever seen one of these before?
Me.
Okay. An Easter egg, huh? We'll let you hold the Easter egg back here. You can hold it high so everyone can see it. Now, who can tell me what these three things have in common? Candy corn dish, the glass, and the Easter egg. Why don't you open it up and show them what's inside the Easter egg?
A chick?
There you got it. Nothing. Okay.
Jesus' tomb.
That's right. What about Jesus' tomb?
He came out of it.
It's empty. All three of these things are empty. Nothing in the candy corn dish, nothing in the glass, nothing in the plastic Easter egg. And usually when things are empty, that's bad news. When you don't have candy corn, you don't have anything to drink, you don't get anything in your Easter egg, refrigerator is empty, the gas tank is empty. If things are empty, that's not usually good news. If the billfold is empty, your purse is empty, that's not good news. But today, we celebrate the good news that the tomb is empty, which means that Jesus is risen from the dead. And that's good news, because his rising from the dead fills our lives, keeps them from being empty. gives our lives meaning and purpose, and also gives meaning and purpose to our death. Because he says, for if we believe in him, even if we die, we will rise again. And so his rising from the dead in the empty tomb fills our lives with new hope. It looked pretty bad for Jesus on Good Friday when he was hanging on the cross. But on the third day, he rose again. Sometimes in life, things look pretty bad for us. But yet we know the good news is there's always reason to have hope. And that's why we celebrate this day with such great joy and festivity. Indeed, we have hope of new life. And we have all kinds of signs of new life around us. We have these beautiful flowers that decorate our church. We have the new Easter candle that was just lit last night. We have new water in our baptismal font. Again, new life. No water, no life. And we have you. For you are the most precious sign of new life that we have. You, the children. So we thank you for being here today. But we're reminded by the presence of these children that through the waters of baptism, we all became God's beloved children. And that as children of God, we are to be signs of hope and new life to other people. That we're here not just to celebrate resurrection, but to be resurrection to others. To bring hope and joy and peace to others. Because we are all called to do that as children of God through the waters of our baptism. And that's why on Easter, we always renew our baptismal promises and bless ourselves with the baptismal water. And that's what we're going to do next, boys and girls. We're going to renew our baptismal promises, and then we're going to bless ourselves with the baptismal water that was blessed last night. So this time we're going to invite our servers to come forward and to lead us back to the baptismal font. And if one of you would grab the white book off of my table there. And boys and girls, we're going to put the items back in the homily bag that were empty. And the empty egg. And so, boys and girls, if you'll follow me, we're going to gather around the baptismal font and stand all around it so you can be there for the baptismal promises renewal. And all the assembly, complete stand at this time.